This is Financial Standard, the definitive source of news, thought leadership and analysis for Australian wealth management professionals. Financial Standard, take the lead.
Hello and welcome to the Financial Standard podcast. I'm Chloe Walker and today we're at the SMSF Association Conference for 2024 held in Brisbane. I'm delighted to be joined by Joe Hurley. Joe is the General Manager of Growth at Class. Joe, you presented a great session this morning and you said that your journey leading up to an SMSF was an interesting one. You were only 25 years old at the time. Could you please share the story behind starting your own SMSF?
It actually coincides with, I guess, the foundations of the SMSF Association, which is, I guess, goes to explain why I've been able to commit such a big part of my career to the SMSF Association, because I've lived out the benefits of having your own SMSF since such a young age. So actually, I was at the very first conference many years ago, back in 2003, and there was a very small crowd, about 100 or so people, and now we're talking about a record crowd of 1,600 people.
Yeah.
But at that very first conference, I sat there, and yes, I was this young, budding professional who was there to learn more about this, you know, SMSFs and what did that mean for my clients and there to learn. But I also sat there as, you know, a young mum, a daughter who, you know, sat there thinking about my parents and what were they doing about their retirement and thinking about, you know, my own journey and my kids. And so I actually just sat there and thought, you know what, I want this for myself. And I want to go home and talk to my family about the idea of us setting up a fund together. And so, yes, we went and set up a multi-generational fund off the back of that very first conference. And it's honestly been one of the best decisions that I've ever made.
Oh, that's amazing. And Joe, as much as you're an advocate for SMSFs, you've also said that it's very important not to rush the decision going into them. Why is this?
Look, I think that, you know, the superannuation sector has come a long way from back then when I made a decision. So when I was making that comparison and experiencing, I guess, retail super back then, it was a very different experience to what it is now. You know, I would get an annual statement once a year in the mail. You know, it was a very disconnected process. And I just had a very low level of trust for the fund as well. There was not very much transparency or visibility. And so if I was going to make the decision to salary sacrifice and put money that I could have put on my home loan or spent on other things, right, paying bills, paying down debt, that choice of I'm going to sacrifice some of my salary and actually put on top of my employer contributions, I felt like having control of the bank account, having control of the investment decisions, it made me more likely to commit to doing that because I felt a bit more in control. Now I think, you know, that the experience that younger generations are having in these, you know, in these funds, in these APRA funds is quite different. You know, there's better technology, better engagement. You know, those funds have had to step up a lot. SMSFs have innovated. They've changed the game. And we've kind of led the way in a lot of, you know, innovation in the superannuation space. And those funds have had to step up. So I look at it now and go, you know what, they're actually like, you know, they may well be getting a really great experience now. I don't know. I haven't had one of those for a long time, but I do get the sense that, you know, it is worthwhile making sure that, you know, if they are in those funds and they're, you know, getting great education, you know, they've got investment choice and options, they're getting the information they need, then it doesn't mean that you wouldn't consider SMSF, but you want to time the SMSF decision as an evolving part of that retirement journey. So maybe there's not as much of a rush as I felt at the time.
Yes.
But also, you know, I'm excited to think that those members coming into SMSF when they're ready and when they're ready to take that next step will be better educated, probably better funded. And, you know, like I think they'll join the SMSF space, you know, in a little bit more mature part of their journey. So, yes, definitely younger than what we've seen in SMSFs in the past, because I understand my story is quite unique.
Yeah.
The SMSF space has generally had seen people going, making that decision to set up their own fund in their 50s and 60s, you know, and the runway to retirement is so short that I've always thought, mate, like if you're joining that late and then trying to like shove in every strategy you can in the last 5 to 10 years before retirement. What if I did that from when I was in my 20s,
yes,
all the way through? And I had this massive long runway to retirement where over time, with no rush, no pressure, I could just evolve my strategies as I went through various life stages and my SMSF comes on that journey.
Yeah, and that segues perfectly into my next question, which is why should today's younger generation be contemplating their retirement goals?
Well, because the earlier you start, the better the outcome for you, right? It is very smart to sit down early on and think in a balanced way about building your wealth in your own name, potentially in a trust or something like that, and also through super. So the advantage of using super is that there are protection mechanisms so that you're not, you know, like it helps with the discipline. You don't have to just be self-disciplined because the rules actually create some discipline. You just can't touch it until you kind of reach the right age, right? So it actually builds in a bit of protection for you that this is locked away for your retirement. But also the tax advantages of superannuation are significant. And when you look at the cumulative benefit of long-term investment returns plus the tax benefits that you get, which are significantly better than investments in your own name, then that is where we see super boosting over a long period of time your entire wealth picture, basically.
Yeah.
And so it's much better to early on think about, while I'm paying, you know, while I'm thinking about buying my first house, while I'm thinking about having children and career breaks and stuff like that I talk to an advisor and get some advice about how I can get ahead early, right? What kind of level of contribution, if I was to make consistently over the next 40 years maybe, you know, that I should be making. If I decide early on in my budgeting journey to put aside extra in my super, and I just do that consistently, it is short-term sacrifice and it's a much smaller sacrifice than if I'm going to do it at the end. The financial gains are significantly more. So in our modelling, we actually proved the point that a dollar in your earlier years put aside is worth three times the value of a dollar that's put away in your 50s. So I don't like to see people starting their retirement savings in their 50s or even talking to me in their late 40s or 50s and saying, I'm so embarrassed, I don't have any super, you know, and suddenly having to put a lot of pressure on the family budget to try and start building your super. Like, you've got no time left. It's really hard. It's stressful.
Yeah. You spoke about the FIRE methodology in the session and how it's becoming increasingly popular with younger generations. Could you please elaborate on what this methodology is all about and how SMSF advisors can help their clients, no matter what age really, achieve the FIRE goal?
So FIRE stands for Financial Independence, Retire Early. And it's not so much about picking an age and saying, I want to be retired by 30 or 40, which you often, you know, we know those people, right? And sometimes it happens for them and that's amazing, right? Often you need to take a lot of risks to have something like play out like that.
Yeah.
And I actually did get to do this. So I did actually get to retire at the age of 40.
Walking, talking example, as you said.
But it took a lot of things to go in my favour to actually have that happen, right? And I don't actually remember setting a goal for myself of retiring at 40.
Okay.
And the reality is that's because I also understand that retiring is not so good for maintaining youth and passion and, you know, in terms of being someone who wants to stay young as long as possible, who wants to have purpose and relevance and make a difference, how boring. Like, there was stuff that I wanted to do. So retirement for me, and this very much aligns to the FIRE methodology, is about the freedom to choose where you spend your time, to be able to have breaks and, you know, volunteer, contribute to startups, you know, maybe have a number of different initiatives that you're doing where you're seeking that purpose, or even to just seek a change, right? So FIRE methodology generally relies on a lot of self-discipline, and it's thinking about things like living more frugally, you know, living within your means, saving a high percentage of your salary. And I think superannuation should be a part of that, because any dollar I save in my own name, right, has a much higher percentage that you lose to the tax office. And I'm not a fan of that, okay? I didn't become an accountant to collect taxes. Yeah. I actually am a fan of super because I like the idea that when I go and spend my time working and, you know, at times feeling like you slave away, that as much money as possible stays in my pocket, whether that's in my super fund or, you know, wherever else I might hold it in my wealth portfolio versus going to the tax office, which is not ideal, right? Because that's, I know it's good for the, you know, it's good for the community, it's good for society, but ultimately it doesn't pay to pay more tax than you should. So superannuation as part of that is really important. You want in your, you know, when you're thinking about maximizing the value of every dollar that you invest, using, you know, trusts and self-managed super funds is a really good idea. So I think FIRE methodology is really about thinking, what is the value of every dollar that I earn? How many income streams can I set up? Multiple jobs, side hustles, whatever it might be. And how do I, even if you think about, you know, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, I know that that's quite an old book
but
the idea of taking your earnings and then maximizing the value, multiplying the value of that earnings through investing in income producing investments is a really important one. The great thing with super, other than, you know, the tax savings and that kind of forced, you know, like the disciplines around that, is that there is protection around your superannuation savings. As an entrepreneur, at times, I've taken risks. And I have, you know, it could have gone badly. For me, it went well, but it might not have, right?
Yeah,
things, you know, things can happen. And I always had the security of knowing, you know, for every dollar I kind of hold here, I've put a dollar aside in superannuation, so I'm kind of trying to keep it 50-50. If I go down personally and I've taken risks and I've rolled the dice and it didn't work out, which sometimes happens, at least I have this superannuation nest egg and I am going to be fine.
Yes.
And as I get older, it's getting closer and closer, you know, sadly. I wish I could just age backwards.
No.
But it gets closer and closer, right? And you go, actually, now I go, well, I only need to make it, you know, like 14, 15 years, and I'm going to have this whole nest egg of money. So for me, where maybe some other people my age might be going, oh, I want to play a bit more conservative now, I don't feel like that. I feel like I can still take risks. I can still go into new ventures and I can make decisions and, you know, like roll the dice, because the gap to retirement is shortening all the time.
It really is. Well, thank you so much, Jo, for your time and for your insights and for the session today. It was so fascinating and I certainly learned a lot. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this Financial Standard podcast. For more information, visit financialstandard.com.au. Please keep in mind that the information discussed in this podcast is general in nature and does not consider personal circumstances. Reliance should not be placed on any content without further independent financial research and advice.